Welcome to your daily devotional for March 28th. New wine. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 17. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Jesus uses a common analogy of his day to illustrate spiritual truth. The old wineskins, sacks made of goat or sheepskin, had already been fully stretched. If one were to put new wine into old wineskins, the sacks would burst as the new wine fermented and expanded. Therefore, it was common sense not to do this, but rather to use new wineskins for the new wine. Some of the Jews in Jesus' day saw him as a teacher who was expanding upon the rabbinic interpretations of the law. They were understanding his teachings as broadening the scope of the oral law within the theological framework of Pharisaic Judaism. They did not understand that Jesus is the Son of God, who had come to bring in a new way of true righteousness by fulfilling the Mosaic law. This he did through his blood atonement at the cross, and the victory has been proven by his resurrection from the dead. Many people today have a superficial conversion to Christianity. These individuals simply fit the Christian message into their existing worldview because it appeals to them on some point, but they never become true Christian converts. They fit the new wine of the gospel of Jesus Christ into their old wineskins of religion and philosophy. A man must be made new through the regeneration of the Spirit. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Finally, I shall address the Christian reader directly with an application of the text. Since you have partaken of the new wine of Christ, are there areas of your life where you are putting it into the old wineskins of your old ways? That will not work. Resolve to live as a new wineskin, one whose redemption in Christ is proven by daily testimony of holiness and separation from worldliness.